clashing. All right, let's get started. Would anyone like to open us in a word of prayer before we get started?
Lord, we are so thankful that you've given us this gift of being able to lift up our voices to you. So we just pray to bless this practice now. Let it be that our hearts before you, Lord, and focus on the meaning of Christmas. Let this all be pleasing to you and to you. So we ask that you just kind of watch over this time.
Should we do O Come, O Come, Emmanuel first? Just because Christmas Victor is a little challenging in terms of the high notes. But we'll definitely try to work on these two songs today. I know we started in Christ Alone, but I want to kind of start learning the new ones first, especially because Nick's coming too. So let's turn to O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Don't be intimidated by the length of these. A lot of it is just copying and pasting. But in the beginning, it says soprano, but it's really everybody. It's really unison. It's just the melody. So we're all going to sing together verse one, which is familiar, right? So why don't we just all sing that first verse just to familiarize ourselves with the song, okay? So starting from the beginning. So one, two, three. Let's skip the interlude for a second and just do verse 2 and 3. Some of these sections are optional, like if we have time, because I know we're coming down to the wire soon, so I want to make sure we get the essential parts, and if we have time, we'll throw in the goodies. Okay, so second verse, let's look at the layout. So if you saw first verse and you saw the interlude, pay attention to that, see how there's a repeat opener, repeat sign? That means eventually we're coming back to the interlude, right? So put your finger on that. And then verse 2, O come thou day spring from on high. And then you turn the page, and Death Star chatters, puts a fly. Here's the chorus, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, the company of Israel. And you see that repeat sign? I put a little note there that says back to the interlude. So you have to turn your page to the first part and look at the bottom. You see that? Bar 25. And then you do that whole thing again, verse 3 this time, O come true prophet of the Lord. That's probably the less recognizable verse. And lead us to the Father's side, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, the covenant of Israel. And then you go to interlude 2.
Good morning, hi Nick.
Hello,
are you joining the tenors or the bassists today? Just for fun.
I'm
going to
be on the guitar.
Oh, nice, okay.
I just want to hear the music.
Yeah, good. So we're just going through O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, and Christus Victor, because those are the songs in my mind
okay. That
have a question mark in terms of, you know, syncing up with the band.
Sure.
Okay, so where are we? So interlude 2, the reason why this is I'm not sure we'll sing that is because I think Ron might be doing some violin stuff. So if he's doing cool violin stuff, I don't know if we want to clash with him. But maybe I can write a part for him that goes with what you're singing. That would be actually really cool.
That's challenging.
He plays her in the pocket.
Yeah,
I
put something in there for the choir.
Yeah.
So we'll see if it goes together. Now.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
So the directions you were just giving, I was completely confused.
Okay.
I couldn't figure out where we were. So I hope in future you will tell it again.
I can go over it again real quick. So
yeah. Page
1, right? Verse
yeah.
1, we're all doing unison. And then
mm-hmm.
a possible interlude, maybe. We'll see if we can get that together with the violin. Verse 2, turn the page, continue singing,
yeah.
And Death Star shadow puts to flight. And then here's the chorus, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, till come to thee, O Israel. And then there's a repeat. So don't go on the interlude 2 yet. You see that?
Okay.
If you have to go back to page 1, at the very bottom is interlude. There's another break here, and that's where Ron is doing his solo. And then this time, when you get to the top of page 2, you're singing verse
3.
Exactly. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm getting better at it.
O come, true prophet of the Lord. So you have to train your eyes to look down at the second line. And if you're the tenor, you're going to jump down the third staff, right? And then look at the third line. Okay, keep going and turn the page and lead us to the Father's side. Then we have the chorus. This time, so whenever you see a repeat sign, you only do that twice. You only jump once. When you hit the repeat sign again, you just go on. So that's interlude 2 now. And then we have another verse, right? Nick, are we doing all 4 verses?
Yeah.
Okay, so all 4 verses. So first 4. Turn the page. We're talking page 5 now. An end to all our suffering, every pain and sorrow cease, and reign now as our Prince of Peace. Everyone still with me?
Yes.
Okay, last page, here's the last chorus. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. And you notice you're a little bit higher here.
Yeah.
And it's your fortissimo. That's on purpose, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna end with a strong last chorus, but then it's gonna come down to almost a whisper for shall come again with us to dwell. That's it.
Yep.
That's it, right? Okay. So let's go back to let's actually do the chorus. I kind of want to do the chorus first. And then, because the optional things are the verse and the interlude, because we can always sing the melody, right? So with the chorus, I'm going to actually have you guys echo. So those rejoices are actually, notice there's a rest right there. So normally it goes, rejoice, rejoice. So the congregation is going to say, rejoice, 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 rejoice. tenors and altos together. Rejoice, rejoice, 1, 2, 3, 4, go.
One more time by yourself. 1, 2, 3, 4, go. Rejoice.
up on the L, right? So by yourselves, 1, 2, 3, and go. Okay, let's do tenors. So So I had you guys up here.
Thank you.
when it's loud and, you know, the tenors are belting, it's gonna sound eclectic. It's gonna sound great. Electric. Okay. So let's try that again, that same spot, and then I'll sing the, what the congregation's gonna sing. Let's see if it all fits together. Let's start with sopranos, you're actually looking at the second staff. See where S is? So soprano, and then alto, you're the third line now, tenor is your fourth, and then bass is your sub five. Okay, is that confusing to anyone? I probably should have taken out the melody, but okay. So the melody is gonna, and the altos are gonna do, let me teach the alto their part first, since they're coming in on our string. So we have,
Hallelujah.
tenor, so you're actually gonna sing with the soprano, so that'd be echo here. So when you hear our string, ooh, I have you jumping pretty good. So, let us through.
Let us through to
let's hang on to that for a second, and I just want to teach you really quickly the amen, amen, amens. Those are really easy to do. So if you could turn to page 7. You guys probably already do this anyway when you sing in the church. So the top of the bridge there, page 7. Sopranos, you're just, sopranos and tenors, you're just...
Higher.
So, oh, I see the judgment coming in on to be blessing on it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, right before be blessing on.
Yes, you're right, you're right. So it's going
to
be.
When they go down to the Lamb upon the throne, that's almost the pinnacle of the song.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah, some harmony.
Oh, for sure. Okay. So pounds are going, down to the Lamb upon the throne. You know, just down to the Lamb upon the throne. Ten are going, down to the Lamb upon the throne. Oh, I'm trusting you guys to hit that. And basses, you guys are the anchor again.
Thank you, Tenors. You guys sound amazing.
Happy Thanksgiving.